Bloomberg Law with June Grosso and Michael Best. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
Well, now it's time for our daily Bloomberg Law Brief, exploring legal issues in the news. And today, Bloomberg Law host Greg Storr discusses a British High Court decision which prevents the British government from triggering Article 50 on its own. He speaks with Michael Gordon, a professor at Liverpool University Law School, and Stephen Pearce, a professor at the University of Essex School of Law.
Steve, let's start with you. Give us just, you know, what are the basic outlines of the court's ruling?
Well, the main issue in the case was about two conflicting constitutional principles. So the government's position was that there's a traditional power called the royal prerogative, which is the executive power to do several things, mainly to enter into treaties and to denounce treaties. But on the other hand, there's the argument that the claimants made was that the royal prerogative has limits. And it has limits because the case law traditionally has said it can't be used to take away rights of individuals or to give new rights. But here we're talking about taking away rights. And what the High Court did was it agreed with the claimants that this limit would be breached. You can't take away rights which are conferred by Parliament unless you go back to Parliament and have an act of Parliament or some other maybe kind of approval of Parliament which allows those rights to be taken away. So the government can't just proceed on its own. It has to go back to Parliament, which obviously will complicate things if that's what the appeal court finally says.
Mike, I gather you think this is a very bold decision from the court.
Yeah, that's right. I do. I mean, it's clearly a very significant defeat for the government, obviously in terms of the outcome in that they've lost the substantive case. But I think the tone of the judgment is also really striking as well. You know, as Steve has said, you know, the High Court has rejected the government's arguments almost completely. They've sort of described what the Secretary of State claimed in the case as flawed at a basic level. So the language is quite strong in terms of their rejection of the sort of the government's counter to this argument about rights and the royal prerogative and whether Parliament has displaced that prerogative power or not. So I think it's clearly a very significant judgment. I suppose the consolation, if there is one, for the government is that last week there was a related judicial review case in the High Court in Northern Ireland, and in that case the government won almost completely as well. So we sort of have this kind of position now where the government's won one and lost one, and as it gets appealed onto the Supreme Court, presumably they're going to try and persuade the Supreme Court of the correctness of the views that they articulated in Northern Ireland.
That's Michael Gordon, a professor at Liverpool University Law School, and Stephen Pearce, a professor at the University of Essex School of Law, speaking with Bloomberg Law host Greg Storr. You can listen to Bloomberg Law weekdays at 1 p.m. Wall Street time here on Bloomberg Radio.
And among the top legal stories from Bloomberg Law, Uber Technologies has settled a lawsuit over driver sexual assault claims. The suit was filed by two women who sought to hold the company responsible for alleged sexual assaults by drivers. The settlement follows a federal judge's ruling 6 months ago, rejecting the company's argument that it couldn't be blamed for sexual attacks by drivers who it classifies as contractors rather than employees. Terms of the accord weren't disclosed.
And that's this morning's Bloomberg Law Brief. You can find more legal news at BloombergLaw.com and BloombergBNA.com. Attorneys will find exceptional legal research and business development tools there as well. Visit BloombergLaw.com and BloombergBNA.com for more information.
You can listen to Bloomberg Law weekday afternoons at 4:30 p.m. Eastern, in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 a.m. and 94.5 FM HD2, in San Francisco on 960 a.m. and 103.7 FM HD2, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119.